This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Want to get noticed and be remembered? Our guest on today's This Week in America, Krista Clive-Smith, says be yourself. It's a very tough act to follow. Krista is a nationally renowned expert on personal branding, showing people from all walks of life and experiences how to develop their own personal brand to enhance the way others perceive them. Her latest book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success, a step-by-step guide for personal transformation. It will help you discover your true self and what you have to offer and give back to the world in your own unique and wonderful way. Don't just make an impression, leave an impression. Next on This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us This Week in America. I'm live at this website at thisweekinamerica.us. Great to have you with us on the program today. Our guest on today's This Week in America says if you want to get noticed and be remembered, well, brand yourself. Each of us is born with a talent, a calling, something that makes us unique. Krista Clive-Smith is a nationally recognized expert in the fields of branding, organizing, and business. Her book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success, is a step-by-step guide of defining your individualism, remarkable insight into how professionals, entrepreneurs, students, even parents, develop and control their own personal brands to influence the way others view them. Krista is a sought-after speaker, writer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, trainer and consultant for business owners and high-performance brands in the U.S. and Canada, named to the top 40 under 40 list of outstanding young business professionals. Now, her first company, Organized for Life, went on to become the first professional organizing franchise system in the world, the first employer in the industry. Now a real estate investor, serial entrepreneur, owning five companies, including her newest Clutch Branding, that's a personal branding agency. Krista Clive-Smith, author of Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success, is back with us on This Week in America. Krista, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me back. What a treat.
It is a delight, and we both have sunshine today. The last time you had sunshine because you're in San Diego. We had snow because I'm in Indiana, but we both have sunshine that we can probably enjoy later on today. So it's great to have you with us. The first show we did with Krista is at the website thisweekinamerica.us, at iTunes, on YouTube, if you'd like to look that up. Let's start from the very basics here. What exactly is branding? People hear that thrown around a lot, and I'm not sure they know exactly what it is. What is branding?
So I'm sure in a ranching capacity, most people feel like they've got a good grasp on what branding really is, where a ranch would take a symbol to denote their property. They would put it onto a branding iron and they would sear it onto the hides of their cattle. So when a cow is at home and it crosses over the Texas gate and gets lost somewhere, in that instance, the brand becomes a property identifier so that people can actually find which rancher it belongs to and return it to its rightful owner. However, if you then imagine that same cow going to a state fair, for example, where now it's being paraded across the stage, well, now that brand, that symbol, that mark goes on to stand for the entire set of ranching philosophies, quality control standards for the ranch. And it goes on to mean a whole lot more than just who it belongs to. And so that's the real premise behind branding from a marketing context is, what is that idea, that mark, that you will sear into the minds of your audience that goes on to stand for the entire set of perceptions that people hold about who you are, your company, your product, or your service.
Or who you are, yeah, as an individual in the book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, you talk about that, and some people would think, I'm just an individual. Why would I have to worry about branding? You say it's really important for most of us. For example, parents go through a period of being branded as well.
Right, because as a parent, I think, you know, I know for myself anyways, as a parent, it's our job is to grow humans, right, into the best citizens of the world that we can possibly grow them into. And part of that means more than just being a human taxi, taking them to soccer practice, or in our case, gymnastics practice or gymnastics meets. You know, who you are as an individual, as their parent, matters. And you know, if you read a lot of parenting books or go to courses or different things, we are students of the game of life. So we actively partake in all of that. You'll really start to see that it's not so much what you tell your kids, but how you show them by example. And personal branding just helps you to get clear about who you really are as a unique individual, what your gifts are that are distinct and different from every other person on the planet, and allow those to shine so that your entire life is in alignment with that. And how cool is it for a kid to grow up knowing who their parents really are instead of them just being this authoritarian figure? You know, for them to know and understand their parents' gifts as it relates to business or communication or whatever it is. You know, personal branding begins and ends at home, and that's just the jumping off point to the rest of your life.
And that really sends a powerful message to the kids, doesn't it?
It does, because, you know, all of a sudden, I think that there's this duality that we have with our kids where, you know, all of a sudden, if they see, like for me with the book, for example, I just came home. I was speaking in Birmingham, Alabama. And when I'd gone to an office, it happened to be that when I walked in on the TV screen in their office, they had a picture of the book cover and a picture of me and welcome VIP Krista Clive Smith. And it turns out, you won't believe this, Rick, that there's a woman working in that office who walks by and sees the picture of the book cover and says to the head of the company, she says, "Oh, that's funny. I just bought that book on Amazon last week." And as it turned, I mean, to be able to come home and tell that story to the kids and have them see me as something other than just mom, to be able to see, oh, wow, like there's like a whole different set of, you know, things that go on in this woman's life beyond us. I think it's a healthy way for your kids to know. And it doesn't have to just be about career. You know, when I was a stay-at-home mom for those years when our child was super young, being able to do that and still have interests outside of that is part of that personal brand. So it isn't always just about career. It's about helping people to know who you really are. And in your most authentic self.
You break this down for us in the book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered. Krista Clive Smith, our guest in the program. The book is available wherever books are sold. Her website is KristaClivesmith.com. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. you break it down, and if people are listening going, you know, this sounds like an interesting concept, but I have no idea how to start. Well, if you get a copy of the book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, you'll know exactly where to start. You've got three major elements. Talk about those, because you say these are non-negotiable. This is what the building block is of getting a personal brand.
Yes, those three are clarity, consistency, and authenticity. So clarity, you have to be crystal clear about who you are and what you stand for. Then you need to be consistent in the application of that over and over and over again. That's how people, that's how a great brand is built, is you are so consistent that people can begin to predict what's going to happen. Even when we think of character development on a show like Seinfeld back in the day, or current America's Got Talent with the judges, we know who's what to expect from Simon Cowell, don't we, before it ever even happens. So that is great personal branding, when they are so clear, so consistent, and then the authentic part. You know, for Simon, it would take somebody pretty special to be able to keep up an act like that for a long period of time. Inevitably, you would be found out. So, you know, they're smart to allow him to just be all of who he is in that pure, authentic glory, because that's what creates a solid, memorable, polarized personal brand. Because you don't want your brand to be safe. You don't want it to cater to the masses. You want it to be polarizing. So Donald Trump would be an example. Simon Cowell would be an example. There are lots and lots of them where you either love them or you would take a pass.
As you're looking through it, and the three of clarity, consistency, and authenticity, as you're looking, explaining consistency, and this was a great example, you said you sort of approach it like you're franchising yourself as a human being. How would you go about doing that? That's a great example of what you would, what you do, how you present yourself, how you market yourself, how you brand yourself.
Right. And so I have actually, I franchised my first company up in Canada, a professional organizing company, and personal branding is very much the same way. So for me, if you take wardrobe as an example, I own 5 pair of Hudson bootcut jeans. I own 5 pair of skinny jeans, and my, it doesn't matter what day of the week you see me, you're going to see me in a pair of jeans on the bottom with either heels, boots, or sandals, and then a jacket and a top. So for me, getting up every morning, other than when I'm going to the gym or going out socially, if you see me in a professional
Krista Clive Smith, our guest on the program, her book is Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success. Her website is KristaClivesmith.com. Interesting, you talk about exploring your inner self and exploring your outer self, and something you also talk about that's so important, first impressions. Talk about those, and it's interesting because you say in the book, and you realize we all do that, we're always checking out everybody. That first impression, we're giving them, you know, from head to toe, we're looking them over. And then you stop and think, they're doing the same thing for us. So first impressions are very important.
They are. And again, the most important thing is to have an authentic first impression. So if you're curating a look, like you see that a lot on Instagram and certain social media these days, where people are curating an experience, but then when they show up in person, it may not actually be where the rubber hits the road. It's not truly authentic. And so first impression is super important, because it lays the foundation for the rest of your experience together in relationship with someone. So if you come off as, you know, flighty in impression number one, that seed has been planted, and you will have to work so hard to try to get that to be removed from their belief system about who you are. And so even just the how you present yourself visually, you want to have that same solid first impression, but that really is reflective. So if you are a little bit, you know, if you're a contrarian and you like things done a little bit of a different way and you're into tattoos, well, the more that you let that shine, when people see you coming, they know exactly what to expect, instead of, you know, creating this mystique and then having something kind of jarring that happens later, which we've seen in, you know, the world of Tiger Woods presenting squeaky clean, but really what's going on the other side is something that is absolutely the opposite. And it's tough for the public to forgive you when your first impression is one thing and then who you turn out to be is something totally different.
And there are so many components of the of the personal brand, who you are. The book we're talking about is Get Noticed, Be Remembered by Krista Clive Smith. You mentioned with piercings and tattoos, that type of thing. That's one of those elements you may not give a lot of thought to. Talk about that and how that really plays into, again, perceptions of who we are and whether we like it or not, how we're perceived, what our branding is.
Right, because, you know, even the subject of tattoos, you know, if you look at my nieces, for example, they have a tattoo on their wrist, which is a symbol that they created themselves to represent their love for my dad, who is now passed on, so their grandfather. So in that instance, the tattoo is not a signal of, you know, alternative in their eyes, and in the symbolism of it, it is a permanent ink tattoo that showcases their commitment to a man that was one of the greatest influences in their lives.
Krista Clive Smith, our guest on the program. The book is Get Noticed, Be Remembered. In talking about things and the outer person that you talk about, perfume and cologne, this is something that's amazing. Sometimes you walk into a room and somebody, you think they fell in a vat of English leather as they were coming into work that day. You may think that's not that important, but that really goes a long way to define who you are, doesn't it?
It is. And so when we're doing great branding, we want to keep into consideration all five senses. And if you're wondering about this idea of scent marketing, just Google it. It's an entire industry in and of itself. There are many major players in the retail space. Many of you will know Abercrombie and Fitch, because that happens to be one of those vats of cologne kind of programs.
Yes.
Where if you're in a mall, you can smell the store long before you ever come near it. Shangri-La Hotels is another one that's done a much more subtle but a great job with scent marketing. And whenever you see that in the corporate brand setting and you drill it down and you apply it to the personal brand setting, it is, you know, not just taking a look at the cologne or the perfume that you wear, which is part of your signature scent. You also want to be paying attention to the au naturel components of how your body shows up in terms of its the olfactory side of it. So, you know, BO would be another classic example.
Yes.
Where it can define your personal brand in a very big way, whether you know it or not.
You know, something that it's interesting, you talk about transportation. To use an example, you go in, you're interviewing with a gentleman for a job. The job happens to require you have to provide your own transportation. Interview goes well. You're ready to leave. And he says, by the way, my car's in the shop. The shop is just a couple blocks down. Do you mind giving me a ride down there? And you're thinking, all of a sudden, your transportation becomes part of your branding at that point, doesn't it?
And that's a very sneaky tactic that I have employed and others I know have employed on job interviews, so that you can kind of get to see, because who someone is in their quote unquote private spaces when they don't know that you are, you know, perhaps going to, you know, join in on that, that gives you a really strong indicator, because who you are when no one's watching is really who you are. So that's part of this program, is to be all of who you are, but to make that reflect who you really are. So if this person is, in our case, applying for a job back in the day as a professional organizer, and the car looks like a bomb's hit it and it's a total disaster, and it's not just a one-day disaster because you can see the difference,
yes.
Right? Then you know that, wow, okay, well, I could see that there might be some misalignment here with what we're looking for and what we're asking this person to not just do for a living, but who they are as a human being.
It's a fascinating book. A lot of great information there. Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success. Our guest on the program, Krista Clive Smith, a brand and business innovator. Her website is KristaCliveSmith.com. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Information, of course, at our website. And you can link on to our website and go directly to Krista's website, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Krista, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me back. I look forward to continued. You're an amazing dance partner, Rick. Thank you for all that you do and that all that you give to the world by being who you are in your personal brand. You're amazing, and I'm grateful for the opportunities to be with you.
Well, you're most welcome, and I'm looking forward to part three, and we'll do it again before we have snow on the ground here so we both can share sunshine on the program. Krista Clive Smith, our guest this week at America. We're online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. Investigation Discovery's hit series Breaking Homicide follows former Rhode Island Police Detective Derek Levasseur and forensic psychologist Chris Mulhandy as they investigate murder cases submitted by viewers who are still seeking justice over the loss of a loved one. Derek, a veteran police officer, decorated sergeant from Central Falls, Rhode Island, hired at only 20 years old, one of the youngest ever hired at the department, working patrol detective, later special investigations unit, as an undercover detective where we worked with ATF, DEA, FBI, and Secret Service. Multiple awards, including the Medal of Valor, the highest honor a sworn officer can receive, and the American Red Cross Hero Award after saving 7 people from a burning building. His new book, The Undercover Age, reached number 1 in new releases in only 5 days. If the name sounds familiar, he was winner of season 16 of CBS's hit series Big Brother, actually considered by many to be one of the greatest players ever, record earnings of $575,000, and recently starred on the hit Investigation Discovery docuseries as O.J. Innocent. And now, chasing down new clues in decades-old crimes on Investigation Discovery's Breaking Homicide, Derek Levasseur with us on This Week in America. Hi, Derek. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. That was quite the introduction. Thank you for that.
You've had quite a career, and we get to see you in action during this series. What's really interesting with the series, Breaking Homicide, is a series that what viewers wanted and asked for, countless emails, phone calls seeking help with unsolved crimes. This is really something, a program that only ordered itself, isn't it?
You know, Investigation Discovery has been receiving calls for help from their audience members for years. And part of the reason Discovery ID is so liked and watched by so many people is because a lot of the audience members can relate in one way or another because of their own tragedies. So there's been a lot of calls for help to have, you know, their own personal cases looked into. And we feel that Breaking Homicide is the answer to those calls for help. And we're hoping that we're able to actually give some families some closure.
We've seen a variety of cases that you've looked into this season, ending with the season finale. This is a fascinating murder case, Palmdale, California, and they actually had a conviction. Tell us what we're going to see in the finale.
That's right. As you just mentioned, Michelle O'Keefe was tragically murdered in a park and ride parking lot. She was shot and killed. There was a security guard on duty that night. His name is Raymond Jennings. Based on some inconsistencies in his story and some circumstantial evidence, the police arrested him. After three trials, he was convicted of her murder. He did 11 years in prison, and then the charge was overturned. He was found factually innocent. However, there's a lot of his family members that still believe he was involved in her death. So in this case, a little different from other ones, we have to answer two questions. Is Raymond Jennings innocent? And if he is, who did it? Because it had to be someone there that night. So we have to look at the other potential persons of interest and see some of the theories surrounding them and if they have alibis. And what we really pride ourselves on in the show is reinterrogating everyone we can. And I'm glad to say that not only were we able to track Ray Jennings down, we were able to get him on camera and we asked him some really tough questions. So now the viewers can judge for themselves whether they believe he's being honest or not.
That's one of the reasons I think the program is so successful, your willingness to push the envelope, to go and to get answers to questions, as you did in a murder you investigated from your hometown with Michelle Norris, where you confronted someone and you really confronted them. You pushed the envelope. Talk about doing that. And once you feel, okay, this is the next step and I have to take it.
Yeah, you know, listen, we're not naive to the fact that it's going to be a little controversial because, you know, we're putting these people in the spotlight. But, you know, to answer these questions, to solve these tough cases from 20, 30 years ago, you have to take a different route than what's been done before, and you have to be willing to take risks. And I'm willing to do that. I look at each case now as if it was my own family member, and what would I do if it was my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, my wife, my kids? How far would I go while still remaining in the confines of the law? And I don't look at these situations as, you know, this tumultuous conversation where I'm confronting them and trying to sneak attack them. You know, although it does appear that way in the techniques we use, what it really is an opportunity for them to explain themselves. We're not going there on a whim. We're going there based on the facts and circumstances surrounding their possible involvement in these cases. So instead of just plastering them all over the camera and putting their picture on the show, we give them an opportunity in live to explain themselves, and we don't give them a heads up because we don't want them coming up with premeditated answers. We want to hear what they really think and feel. And if you're telling the truth, that'll come through. If you're not, that'll also come through. So that's what we're trying to do on the show and let the viewers decide whether or not they believe these individuals when they hear what they have to say.
And you said going into the season, you hope you make a difference, and you are making a difference. We're talking about Investigation Discovery's hit new series, Breaking Homicide, season finale, Sunday, May 20th, 10 Eastern Pacific. With us on the program, featured in the show, is Derek Levasseur. Derek, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on the good work you're doing. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, and I'll see you guys Sunday night.
Looking forward to it Sunday night, 10 o'clock on Investigation Discovery. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.